I have called you. So, in this day and age, God is calling a special people out of a chaotic and a sinful world, so we see it. This calling is magnificent and is wonderful, and it has an eternal destination. Some of us may have been called only recently, while others have been called for a longer time. But one thing is for sure, we must not ignore or postpone this calling. In today's Christian world, there is often the idea that God is fighting against Satan for every single soul. Now, if that were the case, we would have to admit that God is losing, because the majority of people do not know Christ. Many millions have died without ever hearing his name. What about them? What about the children who are never born? What about people who reject God? The Bible shows that every person is given a real chance, but God does not save everyone now. We can read in John 6, verse 44. I have today only 9 scriptures, so we start with the first one on John 6, verse 44. John 6, verse 44. Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." This means that God himself works in the hearts of those he calls. The Bible also shows that there is more than one day of salvation. In the second resurrection after the millennium, all those who are not called today will be resurrected as physical human beings. They will get their chance. Many professing Christians have no idea about this. Jesus told his disciples that only they were given the understanding of the kingdom of God. It remains hidden from most people. Isaiah describes how God formulates his word in such a way that the majority does not understand it. Here a little, there a little. God wanted only those who were called to have their eyes opened. How does God call? Not through audible voices, not through spectacular events, but through the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit begins to work within the spirit of man. First, he leads us to truly believe that God exists. Perhaps we had doubts at first, but God's works allow us to recognize that God is real. The Spirit of God also convinces us that the Bible is the inspired word of God. Paul says, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and his profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God. Many so-called Christians do not believe this. They regard parts of the Bible as fairy tales or choose only what they like. But Jesus himself says, John 10, verse 35. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. The Bible does not contradict itself. Apparent contradictions arise from misunderstanding. God's Spirit shows us that the Bible interprets itself. Revelation mentions a great fiery red dragon. And a few verses later, Scripture itself explains that this dragon is Satan. We are to let the Bible explain the Bible, step by step, here a little, there a little. God's Spirit leads us to live by every word of God, not just a few selected passages. Jesus saith, Matthew 4, verse 4. We go to Matthew 4, and we read 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Many Christians fail to do this. They only believe what they find appealing. But only those who are willing to truly apply God's word will receive understanding. The Spirit of God also shows us the truth about the human way. It seems right to a man. But its end is the way of death. We can read this in Proverbs 14, verse 12. The natural way of man is marked by selfishness, strife, envy, jealousy, and violence. It leads to the problems. We see it in the world today. When God calls us, we begin to recognize this, and we begin to repent. We don't just say it, we mean it. You will be done. Through the Bible study and a close relationship with God, we realize that humanity is on the brink of disaster and urgently needs help. Only God has the answer, and the answer is simple, most of the time. The way of the Christ's love, the way of giving, caring, sharing, and serving. A way that leads to true peace, joy, and fulfillment. When God calls us, we find inner peace and trust. We understand that God calls some for a special purpose, to proclaim the true gospel of kingdom of God. Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 14, Matthew 24, and we read verse 14. Jesus says, And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. This is our mission. Those who are called by God participate is the work with dedication. We recognize the value of this mission to show people that God will intervene to save the world. And there is a better tomorrow. That broken relationship can be healed. That God restores families. It is a joy to part of showing the world how to live a happy and fulfilled life. That is why it is crucial to not only be hearers, but doers of the word. Ezekiel describes people who hear God's words, but do not to do them. They hear them like a beautiful song, but do not put them into practice. Jesus warns us, the wise man builds on sand. No, Matthew 7, verse 24 and 20 to 27. The wise man builds on the rock by hearing and doing God's word. The foolish man builds on sand by only hearing but not acting. Paul confirms in Romans 2, verse 13. Romans 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. James 1 and verse 22. James 1, verse 22. James says, Be doers of the word and not hearers only. It is not enough to listen to sermons, watch videos, or read booklets. We must be willing to change our lives. That's important. We change our lives, obey God, and apply what we have learned. When we do this, we prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ. Those who are called will reign with Christ as king and priests in the kingdom of God. It is a great calling, a tremendous task, and a great responsibility. That is why Hebrews 2 warns us not neglect what we have heard. How can we escape if we disregard such a great salvation? God calls us, not as a spectators, but as a participants in his works. Let us allow him to shape us. Live according to his word and follow his calling with all our hearts. Then we will be ready for the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.